Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analysts.
You say Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Oh, wait, that's okay, because it's apostrophe S.
Once again, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst slash grammar Nazi, Richard Hoskins.
How about a shout-out again to y'all's expedition or what is the name of that epic poem? Beowulf.
I got a feeling right now you're pumping a dry well with this bunch asking poem questions.
Your Beowulf mission.
I just got. This is not the group you want.
Yeah, going back to English literature. shout out to Walden, Georgia.
If anybody knows where that's at, let us know, because we went through it and we still don't even know where it was at.
I'll take English lit for $1,000, Alex.
That's why I'm the professor.
We literally went through that town and don't even know where it's at.
It's
never thought you'd have a Beowulf reference on the show, did you?
And you know what? I was always a big Airwolf fan. How about that? Old helicopter, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Knight Rider of helicopters.
Yeah.
But didn't talk. It was kind of lame. But, you know. You know, so we've got Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on?
And then, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend, Rob Tanzini, driver of the Gatekeeper 58 Corvette.
You thought that was going to be you, didn't you, Tim?
No.
And then, of course,
you had a trick of a
story. And then, of course, we got Tim Greger, driver of
the Rambler, faster than the Gatekeeper.
Whoa! Put the brake on. Put the brake on your tires.
Pause your beta.
That's right.
Now, so we took a little break. We came back while y'all guys were taking a commercial break. And the professor is a Dodge fan. If you've listened to the show more than twice, you know that. He's a Mopar man. And Tim, he's a man.
He's a bona fide.
Yeah, he's Tim. And for Tim real. Is driving a SRT10 Viper truck.
No BBs over here.
Six-speed at that.
Six-speed Viper truck. And, of course, the professor's like, oh, that's your Viper truck? Of course. So they decided to go up the road in it. And he almost kills the professor. I really thought this next segment was going to be in memoriam of the professor.
And I had no idea that the passenger seat belt was not working.
I would like for you to think the show was. I would like for you to think like we wouldn't do the rest of the show if something happened, but the show goes on. You know what I'm saying? Just moving on.
You know, he cranked it up, and I'm thinking, the seatbelt doesn't work. Everything would be fine. Until he nails second gear by a concrete wall, and. It didn't go well.
Listen.
It went well.
Fortunately, you hit third and shifted back where you were now going towards the other concrete wall.
That's right.
And I was like, this is fine.
Listen.
And then I fixed your seatbelt. So if you take anyone else for a ride.
I didn't need it.
You can't be.
I knew I wasn't going to wreck.
When you're riding with Tim Greer, you got to man up. That's just all there is to
it. I manned up.
What you do is you say a little prayer, get right with the Lord, and jump on in.
I think when it was happening, I said, whoa, and then started laughing.
No, it wasn't whoa.
It was not that.
He screamed like a girl once again.
I should have had the video out. You know.
I'm telling you.
I know it ended with me laughing.
Yep.
Yeah.
And trying to fix the seatbelt.
Always laugh when I'm about to die. You know, this is how I am.
That's all you can do.
I've got 2 million views off of riding a Dodge truck.
That's what I'm saying.
Yep.
And then, of course, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hours camera guy, Matt. He waved. Kobe, we got to get you something.
Y'all got to. Did y'all bring back from Florida?
Man, you think about this, though.
No comment.
We have gone from 20-degree weather to 90-degree weather to 20-degree weather to we've been all over the place.
Sounds like me. I don't know.
You got the same stuff.
I do. I got the crew.
I haven't even left here, and I got it too. So I think it's just tis the season.
It is. So, yeah, we got talking about junkyards. Professor, You got any cool junkyard stories? Were you ever like a junkyard scrounger?
Not legally.
Carjacking is not the same thing.
No, I will unfortunately admit that when I was riding your bike to wherever you wanted age, me and a friend of mine who I won't name on the air did venture across like a little warehouse slash barn at behind an insurance company on East North Street. And, you know, we're just little 13, 14-year-old hellraisers. And we find this building, and there's a busted-out window already. And inside is, like, four Porsche 356s, like a Triumph TR6 or something that nobody cares about. A couple of old Mercedes. And this window is already broken, and we did go in, unfortunately, and we did shed a few of those vehicles, a few of their emblems and whatnot.
Professor.
But we went back, and that window wasn't broken anymore. So we were like, you know what? I think we should go.
What, you coming back just take the rest of the car, too? Or?
You know, I mean, what can two 14-year-olds on bicycles carry?
You could drive the damn car out, you know.
I don't think any of these cars are drivable.
What is the statute of limitations?
Exactly.
That was 27 years ago. I think I'm good.
Okay.
And I hope.
If the owner of that building and vehicles happens to be listening, I'm sorry. We were stupid kids.
And that's why we get those emails.
At least you apologized.
I was checking on, this is totally different, but I was checking on the statute of limitations. Before I get on YouTube and start telling these stories of the past.
You always got to cover yourself with these things.
So anybody that wants to know.
So you might need to share that with the professor.
Yeah.
Just in case. Because, you know, well, there's this one time, you know, we knocked over 7-Eleven, you know.
That's right.
Yeah, we probably need to Google that. Or call you.
Yeah. Call 411.
That's right. Bonafide.
So I got a good junkyard story for you. This involves S10 trucks. All right. So you remember when scrap went really crazy high? Like everybody was
cash for clunkers.
Everybody was scrapping everything.
Yep.
Scrap, 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 scrap. All right. There was a company that did meter reading in town, and they had little white S10 pickup trucks. And you know, I had to, you know, what vehicle makes constant stops or something like that on the back of it. Four-cylinder, five-speed, S10 pickup trucks. All right, so we were at the scrapyard working on a truck, you know, so at the truck shop. But we had to go over and work on, like, a truck that was there, like a big truck, that was actually hauling scrap out of there. So anyway, I saw a rollback roll in with these two S10 trucks. And, you know, the big thing is they won't crush a car with a gas tank in it. So you had to take the gas tank out. And other than that, these were complete vehicles. And like the truck, I mean, it was a clean truck. And I'm like, hey, what's wrong with that truck? And you had to have the title before they'd take it.
Prove you own it.
So this record driver pulls up and he goes, what's wrong with that truck? He said, I don't know. He said, it was running when they brought it to us. Like last week. So we just dropped the tank out of it. And went, you know, and brought it here. And there was two white, they were identical, S10 trucks. And I said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. You pull it across the scales, and whatever they'll pay you for, I'll give you for. And it was like $300, you know, $400, whatever it was. It might have been like $350 or something like that. I said, I'm going to give you another $50. My shop's 2 miles away. You just told me, just bring the trucks to me. All right. So, know nothing about these trucks other than they're clean as a pin. You know, they, of course, they took the battery out of it. Still had the catalytic converters on it, which was hard to believe. And the gas tank was gone. Of course, fuel pumps in the gas tank. They took that out. I called the place. The gas tank was laying in the floor. They were about to throw it in the dumpster. They gave me the gas tank. I sold it to a buddy of mine. Like literally, he just saw it, never heard it run. They said,
now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.